Hare Krishna. Regulation is the roadway to realization. Regulation means that when we engage in any activities, then we do it in a moderate, balanced way. And don't indulge in excesses. And normally regulation refers to especially things which we want to indulge in. Things which we think because they are pleasurable, so we want to do them in excess. Some people think of regulation as deprivation. It's enjoyable, why should I not do it? Let me enjoy more and more and more. But the problem with regulation, with lack of regulation, there are many problems. Sometimes this lack of regulation has consequences of health, it has consequences of finances. So suppose a person overeats, he doesn't eat in a regulated way, overeats, then what happens? Then the person becomes obese, develops different kind of diseases, and of course spends a huge amount of money also. First in eating and then in treating. So, treating the body. And in that way, we get into trouble. So even from the material point of view, you get into trouble. But regulation is more important because it also helps us to get towards realization. So Krishna talks about regulation in 6.18 in the Bhagavad Gita. Yuktahara viharasya yukta cheshtasya karmasu yukta sapnava bodhasya yogo bhavati dukkaha yukta. He says, in all the activities be regulated. In eating, in sleeping, in recreation, in work, be regulated. So, yuktahara viharasya. And then he says, by this, yogo bhavati dukkaha, by the practice of yoga, you'll become free from misery. Now, exactly how does this happen? So, Krishna is not saying being yukta, being regulated will lead to freedom from misery. He's saying the practice of yoga will lead to freedom from misery. Yogo bhavati dukkaha. But yukta is the foundation that is required for that. Otherwise, when it's not regulated, then the problem is that we are always looking for some alternative pleasure at the material level. And then that keeps our consciousness locked at the material level. And we don't let yoga practice raise our consciousness to the spiritual level. What this means is, put it in a simple way. Say for example, with respect to eating. If we decide that these are the times I'm going to eat this. And then there are certain food items which are available at that time. There may be a particular menu or whatever. And we may also play a part in deciding the menu. It may be according to our like. But we decide, okay, these are the foods that I'm going to eat. And then, at these times, these foods, whatever is cooked and provided, I'll eat that. So now this regulation, it's not deprivation. Because we are getting food. And to some extent, the food may be according to our liking also, according to choice also. So there is some satisfaction in that. But there is a regulation because we are not eating any time and every time that we feel hungry. We are not eating whatever we feel like eating. So then by this, our mind stays free. During the rest of the time, once we have decided, okay, these are the times I am going to eat. Then other times, our mind is free, because we not kept that option for the mind to eat whenever it starts feeling hungry. The mind stays open for doing other constructive activities. Otherwise, the mind is always exploring. Maybe this, maybe this, maybe this. Maybe I can go there and eat that. Maybe I can go there and eat that. Once there is regulation, then once the mind accepts, okay, you're not going to get anything else through it. So why think about it? Why crave for it? Okay. Craving will only cause dissatisfaction. So better not think about it only. Don't crave for it. So like that regulation, it brings some amount of discipline on the mind. And then that mind becomes ready to concentrate on more constructive things. So then we can do other work better. If you're constantly thinking, maybe I should just take a tea break, maybe I should take a snack, maybe I should take some snacks, maybe I should just take a drink, whatever. Then the students, if they're trying to study like this, professionals are trying to work like this, they're always distracted. Maybe this, maybe that. And then they're not able to study. They're not able to work. So even from the point of view of working in this life, regulation helps us to, regulation brings about concentration. And then, So now this principle, when we apply it to spiritual life, if we have decided that, okay, these are the means of gratification, these are the foods that I'm going to eat, these are the time that I'm going to eat the food, then what happens by that? Then we can concentrate the mind on higher spiritual pursuits. We are not constantly looking, when will I get some material gratification? When will I get material gratification? When will I get material gratification? We are not obsessed with that. We are not preoccupied with that. And then we can focus on higher spiritual truths. And when we focus on higher spiritual truths, then we get higher happiness. Otherwise, we may be going through the rituals of bhakti, but because we are not focusing on Krishna, we don't get higher happiness. And we don't get higher happiness, we stay vulnerable to the temptations by the lower happiness, and we get lower pleasures, and then we are dragged down to those lower pleasures sooner or later. And in that way, we stay in illusion. We stay entangled. So on the other hand, if we are regulated, then regulation is the roadway to realization. Now, we have to move along the roadway. And what moves us on the roadway, yoga practice is the engine that moves us along the roadway. But if there is no roadway, then moving along becomes much more difficult. So if there is no regulation, then our yoga practice also becomes much more difficult. But when there's a roadway, then we can move much faster. So if there's regulation, then we can move forward in the sense that there are opportunities for material gratification at fixed times. And apart from that, remaining times we are constructively engaged, either in our work or in remembrance of Krishna. When in our work, actually, we can remember Krishna by remembering that we are doing it for Him. So in this way, we get realization. Firstly, we realize that spiritual happiness is actually fulfilling. When I fix the mind on Krishna, I really get very deep happiness. It's so wonderful. It's so fulfilling. It's so enriching. It's so empowering. And then when we have that realization, then when we turn around and we think of the constant indulgences that we were doing in sense gratification, we realize, actually, this was so slavish. I was enslaved. I was constantly craving, constantly lamenting, constantly agitated. I'm free from it all. So once we have regulation, then we get higher realization of higher happiness. And then we actually understand that the lower happiness is lower. That we understand that the lower happiness is actually not really worth pursuing. It gives me more agitation than satisfaction. And therefore, I will not pursue it. And then this realization reinforces our spiritual practice. And in that way, we move march onwards on our spiritual journey till we become free from material desires, free from material miseries, and we attain Krishna. Yogo bhavati dukkha. By the practice of yoga, our miseries end. Thank you. Hare Krishna.